Good morning, Tatum.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Very well.
So, Tatum, can you tell us about the Dating with Donks event and what exactly it involves?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it came about, I'm a single girl myself, so it came about with me having no luck on Bumble and Tinder and all of those dating apps, I guess, because they tend to bring out the wrong kind of fish. So I wanted to get back to a bit of old school dating. And the face-to-face, but I also wanted to be a little bit innovative with it and bring dogs on board. They're usually natural icebreakers, which I've always observed, like while taking my dogs out to the dog park or going to the shop. So I thought, why not combine the two, the dating with the dogs, and then raise money for rescue organisations in the stream of things.
Right, sounds like a pretty unconventional dating concept. Are there any benefits of dating with dogs as opposed to, say, dating online?
Yeah, look, I think, having said like that, that they're natural icebreakers, people aren't as intimidated to approach other people. So I guess the benefit to that is that you don't have to feel like you're on the hunt for somebody to be able to start up a conversation. I know when I'm out and about, I usually bend down and talk to somebody's dog, and then the person themselves are the secondary. So it's a really nice way of kind of easing into a conversation with someone and not having to, you know, concentrate on, you know, what someone's occupation is or, you know, their favourite colours or, you know, those were boring or traditional questions, I guess. And also they say, another thing that I came across when I was researching the idea is science says that dogs get you dates, that you're more approachable. It means that you can look after someone other than yourself, and you're generally more giving. So, so I'm working with science on this one.
Have you found there's been any negative aspects, like perhaps say someone doesn't like someone's pit bull?
Look, it's been fairly good, to be honest. Everyone's really comes with an open mind, I guess, because it is a new experience. And it's for dog lovers and dog owners. So, I mean, if you're not enjoying a dog's company, then I guess this event isn't for you. But no, we get all walks of life of when it comes to the dog. So we'll have like 2 hours. We've had some, yes, Staffies, some Malamutes. We've even had deaf and blind dogs. And so I guess it's about, yeah, just get, look, we have the dogs off lead so they can kind of run around and whatnot. So that means that they're less stressed. But otherwise, no, we haven't had any downsides to it yet. So fingers crossed.
Well, that's good to hear. Don't want any downsides around the dogs. If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Tatum Brown, founder of the Australian event and a potential dating solution for singles, Dating with Dogs. Now, Tatum, I believe the proceedings of this event go to the Adopt Don't Shop Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit more about Adopt Don't Shop?
Yeah, look, I started that. So the rescue, I'll just clarify. So the money that we actually raise through our event goes towards a selected rescue organisation. So we're not a charity as such. So that's why we forward the money on and work along a chosen rescue organisation. And then basically the remaining profit goes back into us so we can continue to hold these fundraising events. But basically what we do as Adopt Don't Shop, we hold our fundraising events and activities for dog shelters. So they're usually under-resourced with volunteers, financial resources and all of that. So I guess we wanting to get on board with them so we can help raise some much needed funds so they can help as many dogs as possible.
Well, that sounds great, getting a date and also saving some dogs' lives. Like, it's a win-win.
Absolutely. So it's got that social goodness to it as well. So it's a feel-good moment for the heart and for the soul.
What have been the responses from the public to this event so far?
Look, we sell out every event. We've had 4 or 5 events now, and we usually get about 60 people, 60 singles along, and a lot of those people are starting to return. So I think that we must be doing something right. So whether they're not finding love at the event, they're still seeing it as a promising way of meeting people. I guess. And we've also had some rescue organisations bring their dogs that are needing adopted along. And so we've actually had a couple of adoptions as well through that. So, yeah, so it's being really well received. Of course, we still, when we're working with animals, it's our priority. So we've always had the people that are concerned about, you know, the stress factors of the dogs and things like that. But we have people on board that also help manage those things as well, and quiet spaces, and as I said, off lead, so the dogs are a little bit more relaxed. So overall, no, people are receiving us very well.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.